Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Firstly, congratulations for making it so far.
Thank you.
And not bad for a guy who's only been doing this for, what, under 5 years?
Yeah, 4 years of training and then a year of working as a dancer.
And people should know, 16 is actually really quite late for a dancer to start, isn't it?
It is. I mean, if I could have, I would have loved to have started earlier so that I could get that technical training. You get technique at a young age, but I think because I started late, I made the choice to push myself, which is what I needed.
Mm-hmm. When you say push yourself, I mean, what kind of hours do you do every day?
When I was training full-time, I do, I don't know, anywhere between 4 to 6 hours a day. But yeah. It's full-on hours.
Yeah, and the way you actually got into dancing is a bit of an interesting story too. You left school at what, year 11?
Yeah, I guess use the word dropped out at the end of year 11. And I was so glad I did because it did not work for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The maths and physics classes weren't kind of firing you up, hey?
I don't even remember anything from school, to say the truth.
Well, it's been a few years for me and I haven't remembered too much either, so you're not alone. Yeah. So when did you realise that, hey, this could be the thing that I can do?
Well, I never knew you could have a career in dancing. I never knew people did it for a living. Well, 6 months into the first year of my full-time course, I started to realise that I needed to take the opportunity that I had. And then maybe at the end of my second year of training on the Sunshine Coast, I realised that I really, really wanted to pursue it. Mm-hmm. So I moved to Melbourne because there was a few more opportunities down there and I needed to step out of my comfort zone and take it to the next level, I guess.
Yeah, and then it just took off from there. Must have been a really interesting experience being on So You Think You Can Dance all of these weeks. I mean, at one stage you smashed your nose with your knee and you made it through the piece, but boy, you copped a pretty severe bloody nose backstage, and that dance got you some criticism from the judges. I mean, how do you feel when things don't go as planned and yet the whole world is watching?
Yeah, that solo for me... Oh, man, there's nothing I could do about it. I kneed myself in the nose, and I was trying to hold the blood from coming out the whole time. I was pulling funny facials, but you just can't do anything about it, and it's exactly the same with life. At times, you get thrown these curveballs that you can't control, and you've just got to try and handle it the best way that you can, and that show is so full of curveballs. Every week, you get negative comments and feedback that doesn't necessarily... help you in the best way, and just all these things get thrown at you and so much pressure is placed upon you, but you just got to stay strong because a lot of the time it feels like they're trying to break you, but yeah.
It's all part of being a professional in this whole industry though, isn't it? I mean, you're going to get a lot of criticism if you keep on going forward. It's just the nature of the business.
Yeah, definitely.
You have shared freely about your Christian faith on the show. It was actually a dance teacher who invited you to church the first time, wasn't it?
It was. The first hip-hop class that I was doing, the teacher was a Christian, and she sent me this massive email just saying that she saw something in me and that she saw me yearning for something more in life and that I wasn't like the other guys that I was hanging out with and that she would love for me to come to church with her. So I did, and yeah, it's just been a journey since then.
You were going through a bit of a rough patch at that time. I mean, you would have been 15, 16 or something when, you talked earlier in the show about the fact, you know, there was drink and drugs and a whole lot.
Yeah, I think from about the age of 13, I got into a really partying crowd, I guess. I was 13 at the time, but the crowd I was hanging out with was ranging from 16 to 28. I just got caught up in this party scene. So then Mum moved me up to the Sunshine Coast because that was in Mornington and in Victoria. And then I sort of kept doing the same thing, just getting sucked into the peer pressure and just like high school life and just not knowing who I was. So I was just going along with the crowd.
Mm. And what did you hear in the Christian message that clicked for you? What was it?
I can't remember what the message was. I think I was just drawn to it because at that point I was searching for so much more. I knew there had to be something more to life. And even though I didn't really know what I was hearing, I knew it was something that I wanted to pursue.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand it. I'd never grown up with it.
Yeah.
But there was something about the way that church spoke, and it was so relevant to everyday life and so easy to listen to, and you could just take it all in and apply it to your life.
So now, as a committed Christian, how do you integrate that with dancing? I mean, what does it mean for you to dance as a Christian?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. I don't know.
What are you doing it for?
I guess I love being a part of this industry because I have an opportunity to impact so many people's lives.
Yep.
And I think that I've used that opportunity a lot.
Yeah, how have you done that?
Well, even my fiance now, she's a dancer and she never knew God, but now she's wanting to go to Bible college and she's just going hard for God and mm-hmm. she's like at every conference and mm-hmm. there's just been a lot of friends that I've helped lead to Christ and just shown them that there's so much more to life.
Yeah, that's great. You've been able to share your faith with any of the other contestants on So You Think You Can Dance?
Yeah, there are a few at the start of the season. Me and Don would pray before each show, and Philippe as well. And then little Izzy came to church with me one time when we had the morning off. We went to Hillsong. And, yeah, I got to speak into a few of their lives. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, that's exciting to know. So what's next, mate? I know that, the So You Think You Can Dance season came to an end this week. What's next? Any knocks on the door yet?
No, none yet. I'm really excited to see what's coming next. I've got open palms and am just willing to just take on whatever challenges and dreams and goals that life throws at me. I can't wait to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah, well,
I'm a blank canvas and we'll see what happens.
There you go. Well, we look forward to finding out what you're going to be doing in the years to come. Thanks so much, Nick. Good to
cool.
talk to you.
Thank you.
Nick Gertz, who had a good run on So You Think You Can Dance, and I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from him in the years to come.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast, thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.